Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth podcast with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. Today we're going to be diving pretty deep on line number 10, my body is worth money. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey there. So I really want to preface this particular episode to say, I knew I've always wanted to talk about deeper things that the Lord has shared with me, especially when it comes about the body, having sex before marriage, things that I personally walked through and experienced in my own life, not to mention how I run my own fitness business, how I used to run my fitness business in terms of the things that I did, how I would wear the super short, tight shorts, be in a sports bra, how every post was a flexing photo. And here's what I want to make sure that you hear as we go deeper into this topic. I'm not here to shame or to condemn anybody that posts pictures in their sports bra or shares things in a particular way about fitness. I want to bring to light the truth about how valuable your body really is in terms of God's eyes and not our own and not as the world sees. I was sitting in church yesterday and I was sitting in church with my notes, as I always do, and I wrote down this simple sentence. Speaking to someone's sin doesn't change them. God's love does. I'm going to say it one more time. Speaking to someone's sin doesn't change them. God's love does. We can bring the sin to light, but just shaming them for what they do doesn't change them. It can actually make them fall deeper into sin. And so I want to bring about God's love, but I want to be able to have the space here with you to open up conversation about hard things. Things that maybe I can't post on Instagram or Facebook, but that you can hear my voice in the words that I say. This message in this particular podcast came to my heart when I was scrolling through Instagram and I was looking for one of my clients. I went to the search tab to type in their name, and as I was typing, this particular person came up. As I pulled up that person, I had seen, obviously, things that they were showing. She was really gifted up top, if you know what I'm saying. And I clicked on one of her posts because these posts often make my heart have compassion. It takes me back to the times that I thought I had to show things in order to be loved and to be seen. And more importantly, it makes my heart deeper for this conversation. It makes me want to go deeper with women. It makes me want to open up the conversation for people to know that they're valued and loved in the eyes of God. And so when I clicked on her name, clicked on that photo, there was this caption. And this caption said something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing, $15. 15, not 50, 15, $15 to join my fan club and get all you desire. Okay. She used a couple more words, if you can use your imagination a little bit, to explain what that meant. But it was $15 with her gifted up top photo, and my heart broke because it was $15. That's it. That was her rate. That was her value and perception of how valuable her body was and is. this conversation's hard because I know that there's so many viewpoints, so many stances we can come from, but there's one stance I know we can stand on. And that is that you were loved before we were even reconciled with God through Jesus. He already saw you valuable before he even sent Jesus, because that's why he sent Jesus, so that we could be reconciled with him. We were his most valuable creation. You were valued in the eyes of God before you were reconciled with him. He valued you so much that he sent his son to die for you. If we didn't have value, then why would he send his son? The enemy is always attacking our identity. Where the enemy says you are not good enough, where you lack all the things God says you are. And he says you are because of who he is, not because of what we do or what we've done. I don't know the reasoning, you know, behind this woman's post. I don't know the issues of the heart, but what I know is that typically when we do these things, there's usually a lack in our heart where we feel like we have to do them, or as if what we do doesn't matter because nobody really cares about us anyways. Please bear with me as I'm trying to formulate these words that are in my heart to come out of my mouth. And so when I lost my virginity at the age of 12, it was from that moment on that I thought my body was a tool to be used to gain attention. And for a really long time, I carried the shame into my 20s when I knew it was wrong, when I knew my sin was wrong and the things that I did, I carried the shame of my past. I'm not ashamed to say that I lost my virginity at 12 years old because I know I'm redeemed. And I know that the story that the enemy tried to steal, God gets to tell his version of the story with glory. And so I'm here to share with you, not to say to condemn, but to say I understand these desires and these issues in our hearts where maybe we wish our father would have said, I love you, or hugged us, or told us we were really pretty in that dress. Because there were desires in my heart that I thought I was solving by giving my body away or using it as a tool. And in the moment, I didn't know I was using it as a tool. I didn't know I was doing this so that I could get a man to love me. I was young. I didn't understand love. I didn't understand the value of sex because people do it and we do it all the time, right? If everybody's doing it, I'm going to do it. Even though I didn't understand what love was, I knew I understood the attention that I got from it. I like the attention that I got from it because it made me feel in that moment, even though fleeting, that I was seen. That leads me to becoming a fitness instructor at the age of roughly 21 and starting my fitness business roughly at the same time. Now, as I said, as I opened up the podcast, is that I was a girl that would often wear the really short shorts, even though I actually don't like them because I can't really lift in them, but I would wear them. I would wear the sports bra. I would do the flexing photos. And when I say that my body is not worth money, and the lie that I'm talking about today is that your body is worth money, is that often we think if you're in the fitness industry, is that the more skin you share, the more people are going to be inspired and transformed by the way that you look. Therefore, our body becomes this tool and measuring stick of how much money we can make, and not based on our integrity, our character, or the values of God. I'm only here to share my side of the story. I'm only here to open up again this conversation and to show you the value that you have. And I am going to be reading some scriptures But there are things in my life that I allow to continue to happen because the deeper issue of my heart was love. It was love. I didn't understand at all God's love. I've said in previous podcasts that I was born again at the age of 21, and I've spent much of my 20s trying to just figure out who I was, what that meant, and I didn't have some radical moment of change, and I was still having sex with, you know, outside of marriage after I was born again, and it was this maturing process that I went through, and then deciding to save myself till marriage, and my husband and I did that, and walking that out. But I want to speak into your life today, just like I had my spiritual father at the time speaking into mine, of the value and the standard and how God sees your body. And it's not just our body. And we often forget that. I'll never forget this one time I was working out in the gym, and in this season of my life, I was lifting really heavy, and I was coming up from a back squat, and it was the weight I've done before. I had the barbell on my back, and it was probably about 135 pounds. And I remember coming up and I felt my hips just basically pop and like just move in a way that's not supposed to move. I remember feeling overwhelmed, in pain, and afraid coming up from this back squat. So I sit down in the office with my trainer at the time, and he's asking me all these questions like, are you okay? Where does it hurt? Can you stand up? Can you sit down? Does it hurt when you sit down? As the day went on, it got more stiff, and it was hard to move. So I was sleeping on my back. And I had these moments where I would think to myself, oh my gosh, what if I lose all my muscle? What are people going to think of me then? What if my body changes and doesn't look the same as it did? What are people going to think? I valued my body so much, and I cared about what people thought of me so much, that I let it rule me, control me, and be the driving force in my business. My body was my business, not God being in charge of my business and me stewarding it, and me walking it out with Him in faith with actions. I've learned that He is pleased with you as a person, even if He's not pleased with every action you take. You know, you love your children, if you're a mom out there. You are pleased with your children and you love them so much, even when you might not be pleased with their actions. Your Heavenly Father views you the same way. He is pleased with you, even if sometimes we mess up and our actions don't align with Him. So you don't have to show all your valuable body parts to run a successful business in fitness. And I just have to say that. And note, disclaimer, like I opened up with, if you share pictures in your sports bra, I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm not here to tell anybody else what to do. I just want to open our eyes to the awareness of our value, Christ's dwelling place, and that we don't have to strive or let our body be our business, but our character, our integrity, the things that God has called us to do, those be the driving force, the people that we're called to help. You know, He's placed this message on my heart of having this open conversation with women about sex and not kind of running away from the topic. Because people kind of like, oh, sex, that's so weird. It's so uncomfortable. Let's not talk about it. And I feel called to talk about fitness. I feel called to talk about saving sex till marriage and the value and all the things. but I also feel called to talk about business. And that's why right now in the season of let's have these open conversations here on what's the truth. Because the truth is your body already has value. He bought you with a price, and his price was his son. So your body is already worthy because of who he is. We often quote 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? But we have to read also the scripture before and keep it in context. And so verses 17 and 18 say, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So we are one with him in spirit. In spirit. That's key note. In spirit. The next verse, which is verse 18, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That's when it goes into verse, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So this verse is actually talking about sexual immorality. And if we can even go deeper with that, it's the value of our body and us selling it for something else, selling it for love, selling it for money in the fitness industry. It's selling ourselves short of a standard that God has already set. And then let's go to verse 20. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we are one with God in spirit, and then we get to partner with God in our body. And I think that scripture is so important. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? It's a question. Do you not know how valuable your body is? And he goes on to tell us the value of our body in verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Another scripture where we talk about identity is in 1 Corinthians 3. And we're going to pick up on verse 5 really quick. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Then it goes on to say in verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. Verse 10, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. And he's talking just about us showing up and partnering with God in faith, and that everybody has their own role in the body of Christ in this world and how all of that comes together. But he also reminds us that you are God's field, you are God's building. But then if we jump down to verse 16 again, it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That right there is speaking to our identity. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. In the Old Testament, we see that the tabernacle was the dwelling place. It was God's dwelling place. It was the portable dwelling place. Sin separated us, and Jesus reunited us in that. And so in the Old Testament, we see this place, and they got to see God's dwelling place. It was a place. it was a location almost. And so when we think about our bodies, we don't view that the same. When we look at our bodies, we don't view it as a temple of the Holy Spirit or Christ's dwelling place, because we still live in a world of sin. And the enemy is constantly attacking our identity. So here's how I kind of want to wrap all of this up with you today, is that the lie is my body is worth money. And the truth is your body is valuable because it's Christ's dwelling place. When you show up to tend to your field, to tend to do the things that he's called you to do, regardless of what the sister next to you is doing, God gives the increase. And in those moments where you think your body has to be the tool or the thing that grows your business or the place where you give your body in order to feel that emotion of, I just want to be loved and I just want to be seen or understood in this moment, to take us back to a deeper story of what our heart is really trying to tell us. And the areas where God is really trying to speak to us. But I want to open this conversation of who you are in Christ is your foundation, and that the enemy is constantly trying to convince you of who you're not when God says who you are. So you don't have to believe the lies that showing your body and showing all your muscles is the only way to grow a fitness business, because it's not. And if you do those things, again, that's great. Because what does God look at the most? He looks at our hearts. What is our motive for doing this? And he looks at the deeper story. So it's okay today to take a moment and to ask yourself, what are my motives? What is my deeper story here right now that I need to evaluate or to take before God? And maybe some of you need to be broken and set free of the shame of your past, because it's actually hindering your future. Because you think you're too far gone, because you had sex before marriage, because of XYZ, we believe these lies that keep us from God's promises and walking into the promised land. Or we settle for good enough versus God's great. He is pleased with you as a person. He saw value in you before you were born. He knew you before you were born. He's not out to punish you. He's not out to shame you. He's not out to condemn you. He wants to correct. He wants to teach. He wants to comfort. He wants to heal. He wants to redeem. That's his nature. That's his quality. Even when things don't seem good, it doesn't mean he's not good. And it doesn't mean we have to just keep saying, I'm waiting for God to show up, because we're not waiting for him to show up, because he is showing up. Even if it's not in a way that our flesh desires or our hearts desire, but he's still showing up. And so that's the truth that you get to hold on to today. Your body is valuable. It is so valuable in God's eyes. It's his dwelling place. It's a loved body. It's a good body. It's a treasured body. It's not a broken body. It's a good body. It may have some broken pieces, but there's nothing that he can't mend. So take a few moments and be with the Lord. And know your deeper story. And let just those words of my body is valuable continue to play in your mind over and over and renewing your mind to the scripture, because we need to take the lie to the truth. And the truth is always God's word. And we see that with Jesus when he's confronted with the enemy. He quotes God's words. So let our hearts do the same today. Friends, thanks so much for hanging out with me on this episode as I try to articulate what was in my heart to come out of my mouth. I love to continue this conversation over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, or you can just share what truth that you are standing on today by subscribing and leaving me a review so I can hear what the Lord is teaching you through this podcast. Until next time, stand on the truth that your body is valuable. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life. Realize you are beautiful just the way you are. Refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life, and recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go ahead and grab your copy of my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, today, so we continue this conversation together.